That means it's time for the next episode of Way of the Trucker with Trucker Noob 91 on Anchor FM. Best radio ever, ever.
Hey everybody, I'm starting a new series that will be hopefully posted every Monday at midnight so we can get it out there to you quicker. It is called Maniac Monday. Now warning, these are not safe for children. It's better that you're 18 or older, or if the parent listens to this and decides that it's okay for the child to hear, then it'll be all right. But I just want to let you know there is some mature content. So, let's get into it. Our maniac for this Monday is Jerome Henry Jerry Brudos, the Shoe Fetish Slayer. He's also known by the Lust Killer. We start with his childhood. Jerry Brudos was born in South Dakota in 1939 and was the younger of two sons. Trouble started right at his birth when his mother was disappointed at having a second son when she desperately desired a daughter. As a result, Brudos was subject to constant emotional and physical abuse as a young child. His strange relationship with women's shoes began at an early age of 5 when he discovered a pair of high-heeled shoes in a junkyard and was fascinated by them. When his mother found him trying them on, she was furious and took them away to destroy them. However, the incident would mark the beginning of a troubling connection between Brudos and women's shoes. As he grew up, the fetish for women's shoes further developed into a fantasy for women's underwear as well, and he began to steal underwear from women or from female neighbors. He was also caught stealing his teacher's shoes while in a nursery school. As a teenager, he would knock out girls his age and steal their shoes. At the age of 17, he even kidnapped a girl to fulfill his sexual fantasies and forced her to strip and took photographs of her. Since he was still a minor and given the nature of his crimes, he spent some time in Oregon State's hospital's psychiatric ward, but was allowed to continue his schooling as usual. Adulthood and further signs of mental deterioration. After school, Brudos went on to become an electronics technician. In 1961, at the age of around 22, he married a 17-year-old girl, Darcy, and the couple would have 2 children together. His behavior towards his wife was not normal either. He would have his new wife work around the house naked, wearing nothing but high heels, and would take pictures of her. This is also the time where he started experiencing bouts of migraines, and to relieve the pain, he would go out on raids, stealing women's underwear and shoes. However, marriage and children wouldn't lead to a stabilization in his life. It would only act as a cover for the world. His sexual urges got stronger, and as he approached the age of 30, they became too strong to be satisfied by the mere act of stealing women's belongings. His first serious crime happened in May 1967, one that he would only be linked to much later. He followed a woman to her home simply because he really liked her shoes and waited for her to fall asleep. This is when he strangled her until she was unconscious, raped her, and left with her shoes in his possession. Brudos was not just a petty sexual predator, but a rapist. He could go to any lengths to fulfill his fantasies. In January 1968, an unlucky 19-year-old saleswoman would knock at Brudos' door to sell him an encyclopedia. Brudos lured her into his basement and strangled her to death after knocking her out with a wooden plank. He dressed her dead body in various undergarments he had stolen before he cut off her foot to use as a model for his shoe collection, and disposed of her body in the nearby Willamette River. While his first victim ran right into his home on her own, he went out to look for his second victim. The thrill and satisfaction of the murder, first murder, probably brought out his necrophilia, and he now had to hunt his next prey. In May 1968, Bruce abducted a college student, Karen Sprinker, from a parking garage. He then brought her home and strangled her to death after raping her. He then dressed the corpse in a variety of stolen underwear and shoes and had sex with the dead body many times. He also cut out her breast from the dead body before dumping her body in the river. Brutus's maniacal sexual fantasies were now dangerous, and he was now a serial killer on the prowl for his next victim. But I'm sorry, in my opinion, after the first killing, that's when he became dangerous. We're going to take a short break here, and we'll come back to you with the rest.
You're listening to Trucker Noob 91 on Anchor FM. Best radio.
All right, the third murder. The Thanksgiving dinner she would never have. In November 1968, Jan Whitney was driving home for Thanksgiving when her car broke down. To her utter misfortune, Bruto saw her and offered help. He offered to drive her over to his home so she could call a tow truck, but instead strangled her to death in his car before having sex with her body. He then kept the body suspended with a pulley in his garage for several days, dressing it up in different clothes and clicking pictures. He also cut off one of her breasts to make a mold of it before dumping the body in the river yet again. Final abduction attempts before the final murder. His final known victim would be Linda Sally, who he murdered in much the same way as the other three after abducting her from a shopping mall parking lot in April 1969. However, the body of Linda was found washed away in the Long Tom River, a distributary of the Willamette River. It was tied with copper wire to a heavy car part. This was going to be the mistake that would lead to his eventual arrest. Between Thanksgiving murder and Linda, he had a couple of failed attempts of abducting women. Investigation and eventual arrest. Four young women dead and a few others who reported attempted kidnappings had the police on alert. They questioned the students and young women at the university about suspicious men. One woman came forward and told the police that Brutus had called her several times to ask her out on a date. When they got his address and searched it, they found copper wire in his garage similar to the one used in tying the body of his final victim. Brutus was arrested and confessed to his crimes. The details of his confessions would lead to some of the goriest of details. He admitted to often dressing up in high heels next to the dead bodies of his victims and masturbating over them. Brutus's psychological illness and eventual fate. Psychologists believe that the constant abuse he faced as a child and his mother's neglect and hatred toward him for not being a girl child she always wanted led him to hate women and develop strange sexual fantasies towards them. He was also possibly confused about his gender identity and at a point in time would pretend to be a woman to be satisfied or to satisfy his inner impulses. His necrophilia was also probably a result of his utter hatred for women, which led him to getting sexual satisfaction out of women, female corpses. The impact of the troubled childhood also became the cause for him being diagnosed with schizophrenia. In June 1969, Brudos pled guilty to 3 first-degree murders, Sprinker, Whitney, and Saley, and was sentenced to 3 consecutive terms of life imprisonment. However, he met his end in prison in 2006, dying of liver cancer. To this day, the body of the encyclopedia saleswoman was never found. So they really couldn't tie him to that murder. So it's sad because they know he did it, but they just didn't have anything to pin on him. So it's like I said, it's sad. Yeah, so that is it for this episode of Maniac Monday. I want to say I hope you all enjoyed this, but it's not really something to listen to and enjoy because it's sad. Oh, and by the way, the first victim whose body was never found, so they couldn't charge him with, her name was Linda Slauson. So, anyways, I hope you all have a great day, and I hope you're looking forward to next Maniac Monday. I haven't decided what I'm going to do, but I do know. I also meant to mention that Jerry Brudos lived in Salem, Oregon, I believe, when this all took place. So that's one of the reasons why I chose him, because of all the bodies that were found in Oregon. I figured this would be a fitting Maniac Monday for you. So, like I said, I hope you all have a great day. Be safe. Platform time. You can find me on Facebook, Trucker, or Way of the Trucker with Trucker Noob 91. You can find me on Twitter with the handle at TruckerNoob91. I have a YouTube channel, which I don't really do much with. It's Way of the Trucker with TruckerNoob91. You can find me in just about any podcast website, I believe, or app. Instagram is at TruckerNoob91. I hope you all have a wonderful day, and be safe.